Welcome to the Elevated Man Podcast.
Welcome to the Elevated Man Podcast. The Elevated Man Podcast.
This is your podcast for men to elevate in their dating, relationship, and personal life. We will discuss life challenges, growth, dating, relationships, and so much more. My goal is to make this a space for every man to feel clarity and at ease in his life. Now let's support one another and elevate. There's a specific man that really gets into toxic relationships, maybe heavy lustful relationships, and feels like he's losing some type of control, and then feels like this instant high when he's with this type of woman, but then all of a sudden he feels like he loses control, he loses attraction, or he doesn't really focus on the red flags. And if this is you, I want you to stay here, because in order for us to really change this around, typically if we're attracting women that aren't probably the healthiest, is because honestly we're not healthy within ourselves inside. And a lot of times when we choose women that are not healthy for us, it's because we have turned a blind eye on our own insecurities, on our own work, on our own trauma. Because in a result of who we pick is in a result of what we're ignoring all the time. And also too, the result in who we pick when we get healthier is in the result of what we know. So the thing about this is it's very, very important for you men to have standards for the women you date, but also have standards for yourself and be the best man that you can for yourself. Because when you do become that best man for yourself, I can guarantee you, you will attract the right woman. So I'm going to talk about the type of women that will bait you into just really toxic relationships. And I don't want that to be you. So let's get started. So the first one is that I've seen a lot is the type of men that a toxic woman will bait is a type of man that is highly successful. Maybe he's even older and he has a lot of money and she's younger. And so she baits him out because of the fact that he has money. And what she does basically is she says, I'm going to give him attention. I'm going to maybe even please his sexual desires. And also too, if I give him this, he'll give me back in monetary value. Maybe I'll travel. Maybe I'll get an allowance. Maybe I'll get a Chanel purse, whatever the case may be. And as the man, you're thinking, wow, she's super attracted to me. But it's really just based on monetary value and what you can supply, which I call a transactional relationship. And men feel superior when they're like this. They're like, oh, I got this younger woman, so she's a great eye candy. And so basically you're thinking that, oh great, this is a part of me that women love, and I'm just so great at attraction, and I'm just this great guy, and because I have this money, these women type of women want me. And sometimes it can be such a lonely feeling, because what you're going to recognize, what I've recognized too with men like this, is they really don't get sustainable results, or they get into really toxic marriages and basically get their money taken from them. And so the thing about this is, gentlemen, I want you to understand that you are responsible for whoever you choose. You're responsible for your dating life. And I've seen so many men, especially older men that are attracted to younger women, they lead by their monetary value. They lead by money. And they get into this trap in their head that says, I'm still 30 year old, even though I'm 60 or even though I'm 50. And that's a really, really bad place to be, because many times when you have an older man that is trying to attract a woman like 20, 30 years younger, 9 out of 10 times these relationships will be based off of monetary needs. Now, I'm not saying that there's every once in a while you'll find a really true, loving, healthy relationship out of this. You might, for sure. But the reasonings behind it have to be different than the reasonings that you're exposing yourself to. The second man that toxic women will bait is a man that wants to fix her problems basically instantly or early on. So what I'm talking about here is you'll find a woman that's in distress or in need and she needs something, or you know, her roommates are kicking her out, or something is happening in her life, and you're like, well, I want to show her if I was to be with her, I'd be a great man. So you constantly advocate towards her own problems and you try to heal them, or you try to resolve them, or you try to protect them, whatever you may be. And also here, what happens is you become like a superior, and you're thinking, and this is how you're going about relationships, love, and attraction wrong. And you're thinking, if I can save her, if I can be the man and the savior and give her all the answers she's looking for, then why in the world would she not choose me? Then why in the world would she not fall in love with me? But that's not how attraction and healthy relationships work, because as individuals, we have to learn really in life how to resolve our own issues. And I have to ask you, gentlemen, like, if you're a guy that finds himself in this trap, like, I have to ask you, like, truly, why wouldn't you want a woman that is established in her life that can find and solve her own issues, that has a great emotional intelligence, that has alternative sources of education that she has, that she can put herself out there, that knows that she's responsible for her own traumas and wants healing, that is really proactive in her own personal development in life. We tend to, I think what I've seen is when I've been coaching for men for years, it's like I tend to see that men put a band-aid when it comes to women that they want to date. And they oversee a woman's beauty in the face of what does she also bring to the table. And gentlemen, what I'm saying is like you have to align with this too. Because if you think that your monetary value, which is your funds and your lifestyle and your money is going to bring value, it brings resources, yes. But to a high quality woman, it doesn't bring value. And a high quality man doesn't fall in the face of a woman's beauty. What he falls for is a woman's emotional intelligence, her standards, her upkeep, the way she thinks, the way she operates in life, her feminine energy, and just really being in love with his own life. Now let's talk about the third one, which toxic women usually bait, these type of men. Men that aren't willing to stand their ground and boundaries within themselves, basically they don't know their own identity. So what happens with men like this and the toxic women will bait it is because they think you're a pushover or they can walk all over you. And gentlemen, like a woman that desires you, a woman that is going to remain attracted to you, respects you. The moment a woman loses respect for a man is the moment that you, my friend, are going to have trouble in your relationship or your marriage. And let me be really clear about what respect is, okay? I want to be really clear because a lot of times when I say respect, we come in from this like ego frame, like, oh, this woman needs to respect me. Like, who are you to say a woman needs to respect you? And who is a woman to say that a man needs to respect her, right? With obviously the understanding that we respect physical boundaries, emotional boundaries, and mental boundaries, right? That being said, it is really important to understand that respect comes from understanding that you have to let control of how someone is supposed to be and stop having the expectations and instead have the free will to understand that this is how someone will show up and I want to see who the true them is. Typically what men will do is they think that enforcing a boundary is I'm going to dictate the woman. I'm going to tell her what to do and tell her what I'm not going to tolerate in XYZ. Let me give you an example of my client, Chris. Chris was asking me a question the other day and he was like, you know, me and my girlfriend, we've been in the butterfly stages. Now we're in 6 months in and, you know, she's been doing all this self-help and personal development and she loves it and everything. But she's also talking to our neighbor that's having marital issues and I don't like the guy. He's just toxic and their relationship is toxic and it's kind of like being bringing it into my house. So I'm going to tell her that this is my value and she can't be doing this because I cherish the fact that our relationship should be a safe place. And I'm like, so what is your value, first of all? And he's like, well, my value is that she shouldn't be really, couldn't really answer it. Okay. So it's really not a value. What is happening is he's irritated the fact that she is talking to this man about her marriage and relationship, but yet he can't dictate her and tell her what to do. So I asked him the next question. Is she a good girlfriend? Do you have any suspicions besides, you know, looking past your ego? Is she giving you any suspicions? No, absolutely not. She's an amazing girlfriend. She commits to the relationship. We're so happy together in XYZ. And so I'm saying to him and I relate to him and I'm like, okay, great. Well, this is the problem. Because you don't want something to happen doesn't mean because you're in a relationship that you get to control the other person and the outcome that you desire and that you wish to happen. Many times when we're in relationship, we say in our head, but if I was in your position, I would do this. But we forget that this is their own separate person, right? So we can't expect someone to do or read our mind or perform the way we would. And also too, everybody's in different stages of life. And secondly, to get you to understand boundaries, this is what I told him. That's not a boundary. That's, you're trying to tell her what to do. And kudos and more power to you if you're trying to tell a woman what to do, because the moment you do, she's going to do opposite. And then you're going to have a lot of misunderstandings and probably resentment that's going to build there. But instead, what a boundary looks like, it's all about you. And if what don't you like about this situation? I don't like the negativity that's being brought in the relationship. And I don't want to really talk about him because he's just a bad guy in the marriage. Okay, great. So this is what you say instead. Listen, sweetheart, I know you're into personal development. I know you're into all of this and you want to help people now and you want to do all this, what I think is beautiful. But moving forward, I'm going to ask you, when you speak to our neighbor about his divorce, I don't want to know anything about it because I just don't like that energy in our, to our relationship because it's completely negative. And also, too, just for future reference, listen, you're going to get to a point that you can't just take everybody's, you know, loads of drama into your life because you also have to protect your energy. But that's something that you have to learn. So all I'm asking for is that you just don't talk to me about it anymore. That is a boundary. He's not telling her specifically what to do, but he's telling her what he needs. That is the difference between a man understanding his identity, understanding his why. Instead of saying, I'm the man in the relationship, I need to be respected, and coming in from the security, and instead supporting yourself in all humbleness, without ego and compassion, because then what happens is your message is then delivered. What happens when you don't speak up as a man is a woman will lose respect for you. And the reason why women want to respect the man they're with is because even if we want to create offspring, even if we want to be don't want to be a mother or whatever, we just don't have the capability to be a mother anymore. Here's the thing, gentlemen. It is inherited in a woman to want to feel safe, to want to feel secure, to want to be in her feminine and be relaxed in that state so that she can respect her man. Women want to be here and they admire a man that they feel safe in his presence. And a woman will not feel safe in a man's presence if one, he is getting stepped all over and doesn't have a voice because he doesn't know his identity, or goes to the other extreme. So what I'm talking about right here is just to meet in the middle. Next, the type of men that toxic women date is the yes man, the man that can do no harm, basically, in his eyes. In his mindset, he's like, I'm going to tell her yes to everything. I'm going to be the nicest guy in the world. Maybe I'll even be a friend to her, and I'll just go along because obviously, if I go along with it and I'm just nice to her and I give her everything she wants and I agree with her, she's going to fall for me because that's the perfect guy, because that's the perfect man, and that's what I've seen in all of these Hollywood movies, right? False. Yes, women want a good man, period. But women, like I said, do not want a man that doesn't have structure, that doesn't have a backbone, that doesn't come in with opinions of his own, that doesn't know his identity, right? A man that plays the nice guy, the yes role, will actually bait toxic women. And the reason being is because of the fact that they know that they can get what they want from them. But also too, these men tend to fall into relationships where they are so unfulfilled and they just feel like, oh, dating isn't meant for me. Maybe I'm not meant for love. It's because they're just going about it wrong. They're thinking they have to follow this facade of like what's in these fantasy novels or what is in these Hollywood movies. And honestly, this is completely opposite, gentlemen. I think it's important to say this, is that women want a man that has structure. Women wants a man that they can feel like he has a completed life. And the reason why women love to gravitate towards men like this is because of the fact that even if he says no, she's going to understand the reasoning, because his decisions are in the favor of the relationship as a whole and want the best, right? But also he's committed to wanting the best, but he's also committed to letting the woman figure out like what she wants to do in life, and letting her have free will to explore and have fun and friends, and having this individual relationship with herself is so important, just as much as it would be to you. But when we become the yes man all the time, we're basically at her fingertips to anything. Number five is the type of men that toxic women date. Listen up, gentlemen. It's the one that protects her story, basically, and makes excuses for it. So example, let's say, and I've seen this often, let's say that you are recently divorced and you've been divorced for a year. But before you got divorced, you were separated for 4 years, right? And so maybe you've dated here and there when you were separated. I don't know. But then after your divorce, you were single and you met this woman. Now she's been in a separation for 2 years, but she hasn't filed a divorce yet. And you start making excuses, and you've been dating her for a year, but she can't give you that commitment that you really, really want, because she's still trying to either figure things out, or she says, I am going to get a divorce, and it just hasn't happened. And we start making excuses basically for her story. And that is, well, it did take me 4 years to get separated, so I understand. Because they have kids, and this is the financial aspect and XYZ, but she can't fully commit to you, and there's no radar of when she can. This is where you are also being used for that emotional component most of the times in these type of relationships, because She was starving for it with her husband. She's going to find it with someone else of the emotional component or even the physical component. And so I'm just giving you an example of what I'm seeing. And also, too, maybe you protect her story by saying, you know, she deals with addictions or she has been in a really bad relationship in the past and she just got over an abusive relationship with a man, which I've seen so much, unfortunately, with women. And also, too, you start making excuses for her behavior saying, well, she basically was so in love with me on the first date and we went hot and heavy, love bombing. We went hot and heavy and everything. And then a month after that, she pulled away and she just blocked me on everything and she just doesn't want anything to do with me because she needs to find herself. But how can this happen if she really loved me? I want to get her back. She loved me and she told me that, and I'm a good man. I'm not like her ex. I'm not abusive. I'm not doing this. We traveled here. We traveled there. Does this sound familiar? And you're making excuses for her story because your obvious red flags were in the beginning. Typically, when a woman is in a toxic relationship and then jumps into another relationship that's not toxic, she hasn't healed from that relationship. Many times, men or women, when we get into a toxic relationship, after that toxic relationship, we need time to figure ourselves out and find ourselves again. A lot of times when we're in toxic relationships and we get out of them, we look for someone else to heal us or to make us feel better. Because that love can be a drug too, but that drug is not sustainable. Remember that. And the last but not least, number 6, is a type of men that women bait. Is a man that is inexperienced, and doesn't have options or without options. And he finally has one option and he tries to make that work with that one woman. I say this all the time, it doesn't mean that you have to go out and date a bunch of women or sleep with a bunch of women. Like, that actually goes against anything that I've talked about on this channel. But you do have to have some sort of exposure to women, dating women, putting yourself out of your comfort zone. And I've seen so many women choose men that are inexperienced because they know that they have a level of inexperience, so they'll settle for whatever 2% that they give them. And this is where I tell men, is like, you can't just stay at home gaming all day. You can't just follow and go to your job and then come home and do nothing and not work on your physical health, not build friendships, not build a passion, not build a purpose, whatever the case may be, but also get yourself out there. Because you don't have to be a serial dater, but at least go on dates every once in a while to talk to women. Talk to women online. Like, warm up your feathers, whatever we want to call them, your dating feathers. But you also want to make sure that you have experience on your notch. Because if you don't have experience, as humans, we crave desire. We crave attention, okay? It's natural. And so when that person, that one person hits us and gives us that attention, we don't know if it's right or wrong most of the times. And even if we know it's wrong, it feels so good because we haven't had it in so long that we try to make it work and we convince ourselves that this person is the one. Because of the lack of options, and you think that you're never gonna have this option again. But it's completely false. Gentlemen, you can have options. You have to invest in your personal growth, your purpose, your physical appearance, your health, and this is what anybody should be doing, men or women, because not only does it help you be successful in life, but it helps you be successful in dating, relationships, work, your confidence. And if you were successful in these areas, imagine the abundance of everything else that you can bring in. Remember that.
Thank you for listening. If you liked today's Elevated Man podcast, please leave us a review. Also, if this is your first time stopping by, I welcome you to subscribe. And if you would like to find out more about what I do and what I can offer you and you be part of my community, please visit the links in the description box of the podcast. I'll see you in the next episode.